WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club. Well, first of all, the girls' high school softball scrimmage that was supposed to be played today between Richland Center and Ithaca at 5 was moved to Monday, and that will start at 4:30. Today, the State Boys Basketball Tournament, the Division 5 Championship, won by Reidsville over Southwestern, 56-48. And the Division 4 title game, and that was won by Milwaukee Juno, 62-54 over Cambridge. Well, we move from the winter to the spring sports, and we have some spring sports results coming up when sports continues.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli-fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
I am Phil Nee with a look at sports. Well, a couple of indoor meets were held today at UW-Lacrosse. The first hosted by Cashton, the second Mauston, and that meet is still underway. Richland Center is among the teams involved in that meet right now. At the Cashton Indoor Invite that was hosted at UW-Lacrosse, it was Kickapoo LaFarge winning the boys' event. Ithaca Weston was 11th overall, Boscobel 24th, and Riverdale 25th. In the girls' standings, Westby was number one, Kickapoo LaFarge 4th, Riverdale 13th. Here's a look at some of the individuals. For the girls, 55-meter dash, Avea Young of Kickapoo LaFarge finished second. And in the 200, Avea was second. Katie Rando was third for Kickapoo LaFarge, and she took second in the 400 run. Also in the 400 run, it was Kendall Andelsek of Kickapoo LaFarge finishing fifth, and Olivia Meese sixth from Riverdale. Mallory Meese, Riverdale, was seventh overall in the 800 run, and Melanie Williamson was ninth in the 1600. In the relays, 4x2, Kickapoo LaFarge finished sixth, and Riverdale was seventh. The Riverdale relay team was fifth overall in the 4x4. Kickapoo LaFarge finished eighth. Riverdale's Kaylee Carter finished third in pole vault. Tierney Art of Kickapoo LaFarge was third in shot put. Haley Schneider, Riverdale, took eighth in the long jump competition. For the boys in the 200, it was Adric Egge of Kickapoo LaFarge finishing first. His teammate Theo Parr was second. Enrel Gantula of Riverdale finished eighth. Adric Egge was first in the 400, and Arlen Walter took fifth. Trayton Reams, Kickapoo LaFarge, was second in the 800. Landon Turgeson was sixth in the 1600. Clayton Lee, Ithaca Weston, finished third. Landon Turgeson was fifth. In the 4x4, Kickapoo LaFarge finished fourth. Ithaca Weston was fifth. Ithaca Weston took second in the 4x8. That was Sam Jones, Brayson Garcia-Bolin, Deacon McDonough, and Clayton Lee. High jump, it was Theo Parr, Kickapoo LaFarge, 6-1, and a first-place finish. Lane Miller of Kickapoo LaFarge finished 10th in the pole vault. Adric Egge was first in long jump, and Nathan Gunderson, Boscobel, finished 9th. And in the shot put, Keegan Colden of DeSoto was first. It was Bennett Coder of Kickapoo LaFarge finishing 9th, and Deacon McDonough, Ithaca Weston, taking 10th. Today at UW-Lacrosse, the Cashton Invite was held. Elsewhere in sports, today, Yaxel Lendenborg punctuated his 25-point outing with a massive dunk in transition, and the Midwest region's top-seeded Michigan advanced to the Sweet 16 with a 95-72 win over St. Louis in the second round of the NCAA tournament. Merez Johnson Jr. had 15 and 8 rebounds for Michigan. The Wolverines' 7'3" center, Ade Mara, had 16 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 blocks to increase his season blocks total to 96. Michigan will play the winner of Texas Tech and Alabama at Chicago on Friday. Florida began its national title defense with the second-largest victory margin in NCAA history, pounding Prairie View A&M 114-55. Boogie Flan scored 16 to lead 7 players in double figures for the top-seeded Gators. Purdue guard Braden Smith broke former Duke star Bobby Hurley's Division I assist record with 12-11 to go in the first half of the Boilermakers NCAA tournament game against Queens on Friday night. Smith picked up his second of the game and 1,077th of his career in that action. The dreams of a perfect NCAA tournament bracket have already gone bust for the vast majority of those hoping to go the improbable 63-0. The number of unblemished entries in ESPN's bracket challenge dropped to 195 after the completion of the first round. Even with all the high-seeded favorites winning and defending national champion Florida, doing it by 59 points against Prairie View A&M, over 99% of the 26 million-plus brackets entered at ESPN have already been busted. It was much of the same over at the NCAA Bracket Challenge, where only 234 error-free entries remained. Senior Kirsten Sims scored the game-winning goal in overtime to lift the number 2 Wisconsin women's hockey team to a 4-3 win over number 3 Penn State last night. In the semifinals of the 2026 NCAA Women's Frozen Four, Sims scored her 100th career goal just a minute in to lift Wisconsin to its fourth straight NCAA championship game. ESPN.com reports that Wisconsin defender Caroline Harvey cemented her reputation as one of the top players in college women's hockey in being voted this season's Patty Kazmaier Memorial Award winner. The award caps a decorated college career for the 23-year-old and comes a month after Harvey won a gold medal representing the United States at the Milan Games. Harvey is the third defender in 29 years to win the award. LeBron James might be running out of records to chase. He already has got plenty of them. Most points scored, most seasons played, most minutes played, most all-NBA selections, most all-star selections, most field goals made, most field goals attempted, most playoff games, most playoff points, highest career earnings. James has all of those marks and many more, becoming the outright holder of the game's played record. That was inevitable. That is an update on Sports Today from WRCO. I am Phil Nee.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.